Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 15, verse 1. Acts 15, verse 1. But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brothers. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter, and after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us, and he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus, just as they will." And all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from of old.' Therefore my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. For from ancient generations Moses had in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogues." Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers, with the following letter: "The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, although we gave them no instructions, it has seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell." So when they were sent off, they went down to Antioch, and having gathered the congregation together, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. And Judas and Silas, who were themselves prophets, encouraged and strengthened the brothers with many words. And after they had spent some time, they were sent off in peace by the brothers to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord, with many others also. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord, and see how they are." Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark, but Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia, and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. So here in Acts chapter 15, you have a great disagreement that has arisen. It states that there were those that came down from Judea, and that they were teaching the brothers that they needed to keep the law of Moses, especially the law regarding circumcision. They didn't just show up and ask a question, should we keep the law of Moses? And they didn't just show up and say, shouldn't the Gentiles be keeping certain laws of Moses? They showed up and said they won't be saved unless they keep the law of Moses. So Paul and Barnabas withstood this, and they debated with them, and it states that it was no small dissension. Since they had come down from Judea, it was decided that they needed to go investigate this matter and see whether these individuals were sent down by the apostles. We don't have any information that says that these individuals claimed they were sent by the apostles or the elders at Jerusalem, but since that's where they came from, I assumed that the logic was we need to go back to some source and we need to confer with the other apostles. So they do so, but they don't just make a straight shot without stopping. Of course, you really wouldn't be able to at that time. It was a lengthy enough journey that you can't do that in a day. But along the way, they're speaking with their brothers, and they're describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and there is great joy. Well, when they get there, they find that there is a party of the Pharisees that is present among the church there, because even these, during this time in which they came to the church at Jerusalem, stood up and said it's necessary to circumcise them in order to keep the law of Moses. Before we continue, I would like for us to realize that this issue has not completely gone away. We don't have teachers that are going around saying that everybody has to be circumcised at this point, but we do have others that want to pull things out of the Old Testament and say that that is proof of some of the things that they're doing or authority for some of the things that they're doing, without understanding that the old has been done away with. This new covenant has replaced the old, and it is superior in all respects, just as Christ is superior. So there was much debate. Peter stands up and discusses the issue with Cornelius and the Holy Spirit and relates that. But I think there's something important for us to consider here, that just an eyewitness account was not sufficient. James then stands up and says that the prophecies agree with these things that are being said. So Peter talks about the conversion of Cornelius and his household. Paul and Barnabas talk about preaching to the Gentiles and them receiving the word and the signs and wonders that were done among them. But James pulls up scripture, prophecy, and says that the prophecy agrees with what's being said. And that's an important point, because we shouldn't get too caught up in our own logical train of thought and forget to decide, okay, are there scriptures that would reveal to us the truth in this matter? Would the scriptures agree with the conclusions that I'm coming up with? It's not enough to just make sense of things. We have to harmonize the scriptures. And so once they'd done this, then they were in agreement, and they sent this letter out to the brothers telling them that they should abstain from the things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from what had been strangled, and from blood. And these were things that were common among the pagan religions of the area. And so that's why they chose these specifically. And so they do send out that letter, and they were sent off. You had Paul and Barnabas as well, Judas and Silas. And finally, we get to the last section that we read today, where Paul and Barnabas are deciding that they should go and visit the brothers in every city where they had proclaimed the word of the Lord previously. Barnabas wanted to take with him John Mark. Paul did not want to take him because John Mark had turned back in their previous journey. Neither one of these individuals is wrong. However, Barnabas, as a son of encouragement, was more interested in helping John Mark overcome whatever impediment made him turn back before, versus Paul is pushing forward and he wants the best companions he can have along the way in order to help that work. Both are valid, but we probably need to be more Barnabas when we have these occasions than anything else, because we need to help our brothers overcome the stumbling blocks in their lives. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.